Snowfall Kind of Love, written by Peaceful Boo, read by Peaceful Boo. Sarah wakes slowly. The weak but pretty winter light is filtering in through the tall, uncovered windows in their bedroom. She's alone in the bed, and she definitely didn't go to sleep that way, but she can hear movement in the kitchen, so she knows Felicity probably woke early and couldn't wait to eat. Her girlfriend needs to eat immediately upon waking, or they're all in for a very, very bad day. She falls back into a light, easy sleep as she soaks up the cozy, decadent warmth of the bed. Sarah loves this bed. A lot. They bought it together at the beginning of the year. New pillows, new sheets, a new down comforter and a quilted duvet. All stupidly high quality, since Felicity is actually fairly snobby about that sort of shit. Sarah has come to appreciate the luxury, at least in this one area. She had been surprised when Felicity insisted on mostly white everything in their bedroom. The girl she's grown to love is all about color, from her lipstick to her shoes. She gravitates towards vibrant, vivid color. Splashes of bright pinks and deep oranges and rich royal blues, along with every other hue in the Roy G. Biv spectrum, find their way into Felicity's wardrobe, and into their living room, and into their kitchen. Their dishes are a mix of fiesta ware from pretty much every year since they started making this stuff. Her girl loves to be surrounded by color. So when Felicity was immediately drawn to the crisp white linens, Sarah was a little caught off guard. It took some getting used to, if she's honest. It's bright, almost blinding, when the afternoon sun comes flooding in. While the floors are a dark, almost black stained wood, the walls are just as white as the bedding. The fucking dressers are white too, as are the nightstands and small sofa and the soft plush rug. The only real color in the room is the green from the plants Sarah insisted they bring in if they were going to have so much light. Felicity agreed fairly quickly. Sarah's pretty sure that Felicity named half of them. When Sarah got snappy after waking one morning, way too early due to how bright the room got as soon as the sun rose, Felicity just got quiet and still before touching Sarah's cheek gently and saying, "We live so much of our lives in darkness, Sarah. We need to soak up every moment of fucking sunshine that we can." Sarah doesn't miss that Felicity says, "we," not "you." And so she chooses to adjust to sleeping in after long nights, daylight pulling at her eyelids or not. She's almost sunk back into a real sleep when she hears Felicity move back into the bedroom. "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to you." Felicity sings the song slowly, gently, and perhaps a slight touch off key. But Sarah has a stupid grin on her face when she opens her eyes to see her love in front of her, a tray loaded with French toast and syrup and berries and mimosas. Felicity sets the tray down over Sarah once she's sat up and leaning against the headboard. This isn't the first time Sarah's received breakfast in bed for her birthday. When she was growing up, it was tradition. But it's the first time in forever. And when the happy memories from childhood come flooding back in that moment, she closes her eyes to savor it. She almost misses Felicity taking off her robe and climbing into bed, naked as they come. "Naked birthday breakfast. That's new," she says as she leans over to kiss Felicity's bare shoulder. "I figured you'd appreciate the addition," Felicity replies, a smile dancing on her lips. She leans over and kisses Sarah, It's deep and sweet, equal parts passion and affection. Happy birthday. Thank you, Sarah replies before turning to her food. Felicity makes kick-ass French toast, so Sarah eats a little more quickly than she normally would, stopping to occasionally feed Felicity bites, though she knows her girlfriend probably already ate. The mimosas are heavy on the champagne, but Sarah isn't going to complain about that. Once the food is done, Felicity takes the tray back to the kitchen as Sarah heads into the bedroom to clean up a bit. When she comes back out, Felicity is in the bed, fidgeting with a little velvet black box and biting her lip. Sarah suppresses a gasp, barely. She slowly walks towards the bed, hesitating at its side. Felicity looks up and smiles shyly. "Come here," she encourages, patting the mattress beside her. "It's not what you think." Sarah wonders what it means that she feels 90% relief and 10% disappointment at Felicity's reassurance. She climbs back into the bed, sitting back against the headboard. Felicity turns as she's sitting cross-legged and facing her. "It's a ring, it is. But I'm not going to ask you to marry me." She doesn't rush. This isn't one of her rambles. Sarah can tell this is part of her speech. Felicity hands her the box. Sarah pauses for a moment, running her fingers along the soft velvet cover before opening it. It's a simple ring, just an oval, gold signet with an L and an S intertwined. "I know that marriage isn't really your thing, and it's not exactly mine either. But I love you, and you've told me enough times that you love me. I'm committed to you. I'm committed to this relationship, and I wanted something to show that." Felicity pauses and takes the box back, taking out the ring. "So the ring's not for you, exactly. It's my ring, for my hand. Your birthday gift is in the nightstand, and I'll give that to you in a second." Felicity stops again and puts the ring on her own hand, staring at it for a moment before looking up at Sarah and smiling. She reaches out, cradling Felicity's fingers. She lifts them up to her lips and kisses the ring. "It's beautiful," she whispers. "I like it," Felicity agrees. Sarah's had a woman kidnap and kill for her. She's had a man jump in front of a loaded gun for her. She's had people love her before. She's had people commit to her before. But she's never had this. This contentment. This unmitigated joy. Something about Felicity putting that damn ring on her own finger brings tears to her eyes and a stupidly huge grin to her face. Sarah laces their hands together and leans in to kiss Felicity again. This time it's all smiles and teeth and laughter until Felicity lets go of her hands and runs her fingers into Sarah's hair, pulling Sarah closer so she can deepen the kiss. It moves from sweet to hot as fuck in 2.5 seconds, and Sarah swallows her laughter and moves to kiss along Felicity's jaw, behind her ear, down to her shoulders. Felicity's having none of that, though, and draws her face back up to kiss her mouth again, lips and tongues dancing with each other for a few moments before Felicity is the one to move away from Sarah's mouth as she trails kisses down the hollow of her throat, tracing the line of her breastbone till she slows, placing one more kiss between Sarah's breasts. "I still need to give you your real gift," Felicity murmurs against her breastbone. "I thought that's what you were doing," Sarah replies, raising her eyebrow. Felicity laughs. "I'll get to that part in a second." She pulls away from Sarah for a second, stretching out and reaching to open the nightstand drawer. Sarah takes a long moment to take in how fucking sexy she looks, naked torso on full display. She can't help but lean over and lick along Felicity's rib cage, ending with a light nip on the underside of Felicity's right breast. The shriek that Felicity lets out as she brings her arms down to trap Sarah against her side has Sarah laughing full and rich against her girlfriend's skin. "Fuck, that tickled," Felicity whines, waiting a moment before stretching out again to retrieve the gift from the drawer. "What did you expect, leaving yourself open like that?" is Sarah's only response as she rolls back, laying against the mass of pillows. Felicity hands her another box, this one a little bigger and wrapped in silver wrapping paper. Sarah opens the paper carefully, but efficiently, setting it aside before opening the box. It's a wide cuff made of dark metal that Sarah's pretty sure is titanium. There's a long, thin strip of amethyst laid into the top. It's simple, but beautiful. They say that amethyst is for protection. I don't know if I believe that, but I've also rigged it. It has a tracker, which I guess is another gift for me. Sarah huffs out a laugh at that. I love it. Thank you. You're welcome. Happy birthday. Felicity takes the cuff from Sarah's hands and places it back in the box before setting the whole thing on Sarah's nightstand. Now, where was I? She kisses the hollow of Sarah's clavicle before shaking her head. Nope, not there. Sarah's hands move through Felicity's hair, over her shoulders, and back again as Felicity slowly works her way down. When they come up for air late that afternoon, Sarah checks her phone and sees she has two missed calls. Her dad and mom both left messages. And she has a few happy birthday texts from her friends and one from Laurel. She calls her dad back first and is about to call her mom when she hears Felicity's, "Whoa." She looks up to see Felicity standing by the large windows, looking out at the city below. It's only then that Sarah notices it's snowing. She joins Felicity to take in the view, realizing that it must have been snowing for a while. The whole city is covered in white. It doesn't snow often in Starling City, and usually when it does, it leaves just a dusting that barely sticks to the ground. But this looks to be at least 2 inches, with no sign of stopping. I love watching the snow. It looks so peaceful, Felicity whispers. Sarah discovers she loves watching Felicity watch the snow. It's like she's in a trance, and her whole body softens even more, and her face lights up with a tiny, brilliant smile. She could watch her do this all day. Instead, she drags the small, light sofa over to the window, snatches her comforter from the bed, and pulls it around them as she drags Felicity down onto the cushions. There are worse ways to spend your birthday than snuggling naked under the covers with your love, watching the snowfall. I want a snowfall kind of love, the kind of love that quiets the world. I want a snowfall kind of love, 'cause I'm a snowfall kind of girl. I want a snowfall kind of love that lights up the sky from below. I want a snowfall kind of love that brings people to their window. Won't you bury me in your quiet love? Bury me in your quiet love. Bury me in your quiet love. And we will blow away. I want a snowfall kind of love, the kind of love that keeps you in bed all day. Oh, I want to walk through with you and watch it all melt away. Won't you bury me in your quiet love? Bury me in your quiet love. Bury me in your quiet love. And we will blow away. The end.